Stacey Gorman, Director of Communications for the Cotton Board, provides a recap of the September cotton and coffee. This episode gave timely economic updates for producers, ginners, and the entire cotton supply chain. To learn more, visit cottonboard.org/cotton-coffee.
In our latest Cotton and Coffee session, we heard from Cotton Incorporated senior economist John Devine on the state of the cotton market. Prices have been stuck in a narrow band between 66 and 71 cents for months now. And even as there's been a lot of movement in both global economics and cotton-specific factors, the presentation walked us through how we got here. So Cotton Incorporated's role in all of this is to provide these clear, data-driven updates. Every decision from planting acres to ginning schedules to export sales depends on market expectations. Cotton Incorporated equips the industry with tools to understand not only price signals, but also demand drivers, trade risks, and consumer behavior. Having this information helps producers plan. It helps ginners and merchants manage risk and helps brands and retailers anticipate fiber needs. It levels the playing field so everyone, big or small, has access to high-quality, credible economic analysis. I would just like to emphasize that Cotton Incorporated isn't only analyzing numbers. They're making those insights usable. So from their monthly economic letter and executive cotton update to podcasts, videos, and supply chain insights, they provide the kind of resources that help our industry make sense of a complicated global marketplace. Even in times of uncertainty when prices feel stuck, those resources help us see both the risks and the opportunities ahead.